Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a joke here from Ed, who just got back from Antarctica. Said it was warmer there. Ed, he really did just get back from Antarctica. And he's like, what? Are you kidding me? Get back on the boat. Ed Trout sent us a joke. Reed Reedmer did. Tom Evans in Lockport did. Ned and Terry from Venice Isles, Florida sent us one. Debbie Hayward did. First-time joker Mary Pat Dreckel in Mundelein. And Terry L. and Hartikoff in Mundelein. Kathy Reynolds in Roselle. Ed Brown Sr. in Homewood. Muggsy John, Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana. Southside Limey in Oak Forest. And Don in Huntley. We got jokes from Tom and Jan in Libertyville. And James Wing, colder than Toby's Tweed. In Southwest Michigan, Bruce Gleiber. I don't know what Toby's Tweed is. Anybody know what he's talking about there?
No.
Bruce Gleiberman. Buffalo Grove says, hey, John, the funniest thing about your speed jokes is that I'm up at 5 in the morning sending them to you. Thank you, sir. Hey, to those of you who ever said, I'll do that when hell freezes over, you should be about done now. Dave, it is so cold this morning.
How cold is it?
Lawyers have their hands in their own pockets.
How cold is it, John?
We pulled everything out of the freezer and went inside to stay warm.
How cold is it?
I farted snowflakes. This cold has me using more four-letter words, Dave.
No, John.
Like
don't.
Cold, snow, salt, hurt. I found an amazing website that sells sausages.
Oh, yeah?
I'll send you a link. Yesterday, a guy called me fat, stabbed me in the arm, and took all my money.
You were mugged?
I was at the doctor. Hey, Dave, you know a lot of things. Tell me, how do nudists clean their glasses? I went shopping at Aldi's last week and got separated from my emotional support coyote. Whoever put, I don't know what that even means, but I'm happy to pass it along. I went shopping at Aldi's last week and got separated from my emotional support coyote. That's the joke right there. Whoever put the S in fast food is a marketing genius, I'll say. Dave, let's skip number 9 and go on to number 10.
Well, these days, John, it seems like we'll be able to post anything on the internet.
Well, not everything, Dave. I posted a picture of me working out at the gym yesterday, and it was flagged as fake news. That hurt my feelings just a little bit. You know, the fact that Willie Nelson and Keith Richards have both outlived Richard Simmons has me rethinking this whole eating right and exercise thing.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture me.
It's 10:44. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGN Radio.